You won't break my soul.
Can I at least say hi?
And I'm telling everybody, everybody.
Welcome to Gospel Hour with Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements.
I'm Makita.
I have an echo, apparently.
As soon as we hit fucking record, I get annoying. I haven't been home. We've been talking, but
it's just today, like, right. And why she gonna try to rush me off? Like, can we hurry up? I'm trying to go to bed.
My name is Monica. You know what I mean? West Side. Yeah. That's Makita, my homegirl from Baltimore.
I hate when people not from Baltimore try so hard to do the Baltimore accent. Because, like, the way y'all do it, it's just like, okay, you're, like, trying too hard.
From Baltimore on a hot dog.
It's fine. Don't.
But what's up, y'all? Hey.
Hey.
It's been a while since we've talked. Since you've been gone, I can't cut it.
Cause you're gonna be doing this all night. I can already foresee it, and I'm trying to save everyone from this grief.
From Chicken, Sex, and Degrees karaoke.
Yeah, Monica's musical.
Well, what's up? Tell me. Oh, how are we? You know what? We used to do our little mental check in and shit.
Yeah,
we ain't did that in a while. How are you feeling mentally?
That's a good question. I think I am on the up and up. So y'all, transparency, I got COVID again. But it's cool. It wasn't as bad as last time, maybe because of the antibodies and the vaccine. I don't know. But I was kind of sad about it when I got it. And I'm just like, why me, Lord? That, and then just like, I don't know, I feel like there's so much going on, and sometimes I just feel like I don't be doing enough to like help the world, to help myself. Like, am I disciplined enough? And I feel like I'm not, and then I get down to myself, and then it's just like a vicious cycle of just like feeling like I'm not doing enough, and then I'm like, I am doing enough, I am enough, and then yeah. But today I'm good. I said all that to say today I'm good. I feel like I stream church, and I haven't done that in a while.
Jesus,
yeah, that's exactly what they sing today. And that was just really encouraging, because the message, one of the things he talked about was like forging like your path and like keeping your eye on whatever you have planned for yourself, and like setting yourself up for success, basically. And I think I don't do that as much as I should. Like, I kind of like fly off the seat of my pants sometimes, and it'd be working out by the grace of God, but I think I could be a lot more
like strategic or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Working smarter. I've been working smarter at work though. So I'm like, that's one thing, because I be working hard usually, but I've been working smarter, and it's been working out for me, and I'm proud about that. But yeah.
That's good.
What about you?
Jesus is the reason. I am feeling mentally, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good. I ain't like mentally exhausted. For real. I've been feeling good. That's it. I don't really have nothing else to say. My fucking... Oh, I was just thinking about this girl. She didn't text me. My vending machines just always be trying to embarrass me. And I don't even get it. Like, I got one vending machine who just always be taking their money. And it just drives me fucking crazy.
That's annoying.
It's so annoying, because I'm like, why do you fucking keep doing it? I actually was just thinking, I want to call I think I'm gonna call the little manufacturing company tomorrow and see like why does it, what's like if I need to fix something or change something, because this shit is just, it's driving me crazy. I always got to give refunds, and I'm cool because they be cool with it and they don't be like, you know, tripping like, oh, this bitch, blah, 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 this stupid ass machine. They probably be saying that shit, but I always pay back. Yeah. But it's like, I can't, it's like, and it doesn't do it all the time. It's just every once in a while, like it just acts stupid. You know what I mean? And that's just, I'd be like, why is this shit trying to embarrass me so much? Like, I don't understand it, but I think like, I'm a call and try to see, maybe I need a part or some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know if it's like the same item or? Bro,
and that's what I don't know. I feel like it's probably the some of like the Monster drinks and shit, because I can do price bank, so I know it's the price point. I know it's some of the Monster drinks, and I know it's some of the plastic bottles, so I know sometimes it's either those, because from the price, you know, that people pay. But I don't know, I don't know why the fuck it just be acting stupid. Like, it just, I was just thinking, I think I'm gonna have somebody go up there soon and like look at it and tell me, if they can tell me why, like if I need like certain type of, cause they got like these shims shit that you gotta put in the little slots. It's just a lot, but it's just, it is very embarrassing and it drives me crazy. Cause my other machine don't give me no problem. It's just this one machine that just gives me fucking issues all the time. And I just be like, oh my God. So I'm gonna probably get to that. But other than that, like, you know, I've been fine. I feel good. Life is good, you know.
You know. Mm-hmm. I like to hear it. Mm-hmm. That's what we like to hear.
Mm-hmm. So what would you do this weekend?
Well, weekend? I've been quarantining. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh well, you look like you out in the living room right now though.
Yeah, he not. My boyfriend is not here, so
you take your ass in the room.
Yeah, I'm a spray Lysol
and stay away from the dog. But
today is. Oh, he been up under me. Today is day Tuesday.
Don't listen to the CDC talking about 5 days, but you gotta stay in that bitch for 14 days. They don't know what the hell.
14 days. I don't you think see I gotta Biden, do 14 days no more.
You seen Biden?
That's got fair. Released, but you're not contagious no more. But you, I don't
girl,
think he ever
didn't
what, have it. I don't think he.
They
ever
don't
got,
know what the fuck is going on with COVID. For real, they don't know. No, don't nobody know.
I don't think he ever got cured of it the first time. To be honest,
yeah, he probably just hurried up and did it. I mean, hurried up and tried to get out.
Because when I had it before, the doctor was telling me like, honestly, you don't have to keep testing until you're negative, because you might still be showing positive, but you might not be, but you won't be contagious. She said after, I think at that point it might have been 10 days. She said after 10 days, you're not contagious. If you don't have like symptoms, you're not contagious. And I was like, oh, okay. Cause I was gonna get, I kept getting tested. I was using all them free tests, y'all, back in the day, because I needed to know.
Oh, no,
she was like,
right.
She's like, no, stop getting tested. Like, okay. But yeah, they don't know. They don't know nothing. And then monkeypox, what is this?
Ooh, I know. But you know, I don't like that they over here saying you get monkeypox from like fucking gay sex and shit. Like, shut up.
It's
y'all.
Not true. Cause you, I mean, I'm sure that's probably a way that you can get it, but it's other plenty of ways. I was watching this video on Instagram with this girl here in Georgia that mm-hmm. works at a gas station, and she said she got monkeypox from touching dirty money.
Oh,
And it was bad. Like, it was all on her fight, her mouth, because I guess she touched the money and then she touched like her mouth. And she also had like little pox on her hand and her arm. But yeah, like gay sex is not the only way.
The only way you can get that shit. It is ugly though, but yeah. And I just feel like I need them to just go ahead and just tell us to fucking work from home. Like, stop going into the office. Like, I need it to become a thing. I know Biden just declared it like a national whatever, but I need the government to, I need them to let us stay the fuck home.
I need them to do a lot of things.
Yeah, because I don't want to go back into the work. But yeah, between monkeypox, COVID, like, y'all, shit is exhausting out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then polio. Apparently polio made an appearance like, in New York.
You can't breathe. Like, I don't know, but this, all I want to say, y'all, is that y'all better get right with Jesus, because if this is the days before Jesus comes back, y'all won't be with Jesus. So if you ain't accepted God into your heart,
I'm
being serious.
In the service.
Listen, if you ain't accepted God into your heart and you don't know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, you need to stop what you're doing and you need to ask, you need to accept God into your heart. Because when he come back, he gonna leave you. He gonna leave your devil ass right there with the goddamn devil.
Dang, why they gotta be just, devils though?
Because they got, I'm just saying, like, so much shit is happening. Everything is happening. We got COVID, we got monkeypox, we got pop, we got cop, like, we got a lot of shit happening.
Wars.
And it just might be like, Jesus is really coming back. So when he come back, I'm going with Jesus. Where are you going, Makita?
I'm gonna be with Jesus too.
Me, see? See?
But I ain't so trying to call nobody no devil. Like, they just they trying to
I'm
figure
saying
it out.
They're going to be with the devil.
You said these devils going to be with the devil.
Yeah. If you don't accept Jesus in your heart, like, you're the devil. That's so I'm just telling y'all, y'all just need to get right with Jesus. So when, because we in our last days, and when we in our last days and he come, you better meet me at the crossroads.
It's funny though, because won't be I feel lonely. Like every other year we always be saying we in our last days.
I know.
You know,
but
what
this
I'm
time
saying?
For real, because it's like it's a lot of shit out there.
There it's is, like, but remember that's how we felt about what was the thing that was going around when I was in college?
Oh, SARS.
SARS.
Yeah, it was SARS and another thing. What's something with Ebola?
Ebola, and then like the pig flu, right? The swine flu.
Yeah, it's just a lot happening in the world. So I just advise everybody to pray. Y'all ever watch Andrew Codwell?
No, I have no. Is that the dude that be on BET?
Yeah, the little light skinned dude who be like, "I'm delivered. I am." Oh, he be like, "Woman's, ladies,
girl,
God mm-hmm. will not send you a married man," but he be like, "You better pray. You better pray."
Those people was just another source of my aches, to be honest. Him. Shit. And then, did we talk about Saucy Santana? Saucy Santana talking about some...
Oh, black or women need gay men or gay some shit. Like, see,
to teach them
and
how to be women. It's like, listen, please leave me. Please stop. Leave
yeah,
me
but I feel like, you know, with some of the gay people, I feel like you gotta be careful, because they get in outrageous. Like, they get in really ridiculous with some of their fucking rhetoric and logic. Like, it's one thing to be gay, and I feel like, fine, do what you want to do, right? But you're a man at the end of the day. So remember that. Like, remember that you're a man. Like, you're a man. That's all. Do what you want to do, but like, you're just a man, you know? Like, so I feel like sometimes they be getting shit. I feel like sometimes they just, it's like they trying to like erase women, like women, like born women. You know what I mean? Like, because they calling us birthing people, and like, no, bitch, like, science is science. Like, we are, there are women, there are trans women, there are men, there are trans men. Like, they are not the fucking same. You can express your identity how you want to express your identity, but science is science. Science is a fucking fact. Like, stop that shit. So I just feel like the whole Saucy shit, it's just like, it's getting ridiculous. Like, you are a man, you are a boy, Damon, you are a fucking boy. Like, stop that shit.
It's exhausting. It's a very like muddied argument, like, that I don't even understand all the nuances of. I don't need to understand all the nuances of it. I respect people's choice, but also respect my choice and respect me. You ain't about to teach me how to be anything that I just am.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna teach me
just
shit
like you
about
can't teach me
ways.
How to be black like I am.
Yeah, the fucking Saucy Santana, you won't break our soul.
Say it again. Yeah,
fucking Saucy. Anyway, I do like that that little booty, that little song he got with Latto though. I be doing
his music be jamming.
I do like his little music. I think his videos be like super gay, but who else got an ass like this? I do kind of like that, but yeah, stop that shit. Just stop it. Stop it. That's it. That's the world of the day. End the podcast. About to go home. Wrap it up, folks. Look up. Say cheese. beautiful. Yeah, nah, it is outrageous though. But I mean, I forgot where we was going, because I didn't even tell what I did this weekend.
Oh yeah, that really did just get off on a tangent.
Yeah, we just went on a whole thing.
What did you do this weekend?
So yesterday I went to a pool party. You know what I mean? You know I love a pool party. I show my ass at that pool party. I had a fucking great time.
Like your literal ass? Like did
you? Oh yeah, like bikini? I was giving sexy energy, and I didn't even know I was giving sexy energy. Like it was so amazing for people to tell me that shit. You know what I mean? So like I had my cute little heels on, and I had this little green skirt with this little pink little bathing suit with a cutout in it. Like it was giving
Ivy.
It was giving quality. Yeah, it was giving quality. It was giving like you know what I mean? Like who else got an ass like this? You know, it was giving maximum energy. So I went to a little pool party. I got drunk as shit, you know, I need to grow up, but I had a blast. Had a motherfucking blast and I was okay. I feel like I was coasting all night and then somebody came by with like this Hennessy. So I took the Hennessy and then the Hennessy just, that was it for the rest of the night. That just fucked me up. Like
Hennessy will always be the top. Yeah,
Hennessy just took me all the way the fuck over the edge. I had to eat and shit, but I wasn't really sloppy drunk like that. I was just drunk, but I wasn't like sloppy drunk, but apparently people think otherwise. But anyway, and then today I was just kind of like recovering. And today's my mentee's birthday. Happy birthday to my mentee. She doesn't listen to this, but
yeah,
15.
She shouldn't.
No, she shouldn't at all. But that's about it.
You be cussing like, around her?
Sometimes, but not like on purpose. Like when I be driving, I'd be like, go, bitch. Like, or, you know, sometimes. And I'd be like, oh my God, I didn't mean to say that. Don't tell anybody
she'd
I said
probably
that.
Be laughing at you.
Like, she do be laughing lady. At me. She'd be like, this girl is so fucking crazy. Like, I've been trying to teach her to take more initiative because she's like, I don't know. Like, I don't send her sometimes. Like, I'll send her stuff and I'll be like, okay, put this on your calendar. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, I'll just have my mom do it. Okay. Like, so she told me she wanted to be like a anesthesiologist or something. So I'm like, all right, go research it, you know, let me know, blah, blah, blah. Well, can you do it? Hell no. The fuck?
Absolutely not.
I said, girl, like, who are you? Girl, you're not talking to the right one. You're not talking to me because you know I ain't doing this shit. Like, you 15 years old. You be on, get off TikTok and go on Google. Like, what are you doing?
Nah, you acting too old talking about some
like,
Google.
I'm just saying, you over there on TikTok and, you know, doing all the dances and shit. Like, take 5 seconds to go on Google. It's free. So then she texts me today, like, can I come over this week and we can look up some of this traveling nurses stuff? Yeah, aww. That's fine. She gonna look this shit up. I'm gonna sit right here on my little futon while she's on this computer.
Put your feet up.
Get to doing it. So her birthday was today. I wanted to go get her some stuff, but I don't feel like it. So I'll probably try to do it one of these days when
yeah,
I see
she
her.
She gonna come over. Yeah, just do me.
Yeah, I'll probably just do something like that. But that's all I did today. Did you already say what you did? You said you went to church. We did.
Yeah, I did. You know what I did? This is lame, y'all. But since I've been quarantined, and I'm like, I downloaded a new game on my phone.
That's a new game? What you got? Yes. Candy Crush?
Phase 10. You know, like the card game Phase 10?
Yeah, I briefly remember it. I don't really know
well, it's too much about it. An app, a gaming app on your phone. And this is my jam. It's like a rummy type of game. I'm all in.
I used to love Temple Run.
I remember when that was a thing.
Yeah, I used to love Temple Run. I used to play that when I was commuting to work. But now I love the little word scramble games.
Oh,
but
Wordle?
Not Wordle. It's like a word scramble.
Oh, I know.
But they like give you words and you got to like unscramble them or some shit. But now I don't be having a patience span to do all of that. But I guess shit, you got time because you in there quarantining.
Yeah.
Then you don't got nothing else to do.
Nothing else
but to do that
just
shit.
Be lying down, doing that, listening to the TV. Guys, grocery games in the background.
Anywho, what the hell are we talking about today?
Man,
we gonna be having
the world. So okay, break my soul, right? It's like all the rage and it sounds good, but the other day I was in the car and I was listening to it. I was like, yo, this song actually kind of deep. Like Beyonce was like preaching low-key. Like I feel it.
Who would she say it couldn't break her soul though?
Nothing. Like,
oh, she was saying you won't break my nothing, right?
Yeah, I think it's like that an with affirmation to
whatever's obstacles in your way.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Cause I was like, when I was looking at the gas prices, I definitely was like, you motherfuckers will not break my soul.
Won't break these my soul goddamn or my gas prices.
I know that's right. I'm going to walk. No, just kidding. It's been too goddamn hot. But yeah, I definitely think we're living in the air. Like, even though, like, you know, everybody, the rage is Beyonce song, I do think that the break my soul is so, like, it's so timely. Because it's like, it's a lot of shit that's been happening in the world trying to really break motherfuckers down. Like, a lot of people really be like, you know, people always say people be fighting battles silently. And like, mm-hmm. it's just a lot. Like, it's a lot happening that can just break somebody's fucking spirit. Like, and when your spirit is broken, that's just like, that's crazy. That's hard.
It is. And like, if you think about just like the last 2.5 years, or maybe 2 and a third years, I don't know, last 2 years, basically, it's been a lot. Like, yeah. we were forced to stay in our houses, mm-hmm. not be around the people that we love, question any type of cough, sneeze, throat scratch we had, then be told everything is okay, then no, psych, it's still out here. Then as Black people continue to deal with like mass murder from the police and have it put out on display, now there's a war going on in another country, which is a whole other thing, but there's a war going on in another country that we're kind of involved in but not really involved in. But
and then they got Britney
over there, which God bless.
Yeah,
because they tripping 9.5 years.
Nah, they just want her. They want that goddamn prisoner. That's what they want. They want Biden to do that damn exchange and send that damn prisoner over there.
They gonna get him.
I mean, yeah, that's how you know it ain't really that serious. Russia just trying to prove a point to be like, give us that motherfucker and we'll let her free. Like, and it's crazy how they can just make those type of deals. Like,
it is just
collateral. Like,
but you know, also when I think about me, obviously I want Brittany Griner to come back, to be brought back. Like, I feel like she served her time. Like, I'm of the belief, like, she did something stupid. Like, she really did. I feel bad that she did something stupid, but she did something stupid, y'all. Like, let's be honest.
Right. And you know what's so funny though, is, and I think that's the part that people are missing. Like, I completely get that it was, you know, stupid, it was ever, but I feel like people, Russia has the strictest goddamn little drug laws, okay, and shit like that. So she brought that shit over there. Technically, like, she did it. You know what I mean? Like, she did commit the crime. And I feel like people were so focused on bring her back, but she did commit it. Like, let's have some accountability. Like,
that,
you know what I mean?
I agree. And I respect her because she did. She was just like, my parents taught me, and yeah, I was wrong. And I'm like, yeah, sis.
Yeah,
you don't deserve what you get in, but yeah, like, and I empathize, because you know, no one's above making a harmless or stupid mistake. Hers is just like, she got some real messed up consequences with it. Yeah.
So I mean, hopefully they figure out, you know what I mean, like a way to get her to come home. But she definitely did commit a crime. So, you know, if the glove fits, you must have. That's so wrong. That's totally wrong. But I do think that people just like, yeah. But then I also think that it's so many double standards, because I was reading something with Charlemagne had wrote where he was like, look at the laws for America. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And like the criminal laws, like people serving less than fucking weed for that and in jail for 5 years, and you know what I mean, shit like
that. Whole so corporations like making yeah. bank off of
and
medical
people are locked up
now.
For mm-hmm. weed. So it's like, we people like US really gotta practice what they preach and or what they are seeking, I guess, to have, because they're all saying it's such a stupid action, you know, stupid reason she's in jail. But it's like, but y'all do the same shit out here.
But people are, yeah.
Biden and his fucking, I am calling on Russia. Nigga, stop calling on them. Stand up. Like, this shit ain't motherfucking working. You keep saying, I'm calling on them to release her immediately. Bitch, they not scared. Send the goddamn drone. Send the motherfucking drone. Strike that motherfucking goddamn place down. And then get in there and get her out.
He not about to do that to no Russia.
He not gonna do nothing.
Because what are the ramifications of doing that? Because they about it. They gonna
come back. Yeah, they gonna come back and kill us all. So I don't like. Yeah, I just feel like I'm tired of his little messages. I am expect or whatever he's been saying. I think Russia should release Britney. Boy, shut up. Stand up. Go over there.
But he's only doing that because people are
putting pressure on him. Like, yeah, drop these motherfuckers.
It's disingenuous. Like, if you gonna do something, do it. Like, don't talk about it. Like you said, be about it. Like,
yeah, I'm sick of him.
But it's also like, you know, celebrity affords you so many things, because I can't only think of like regular people that have dealt with things similar to Britney's that ain't nobody thinking or talking about. Like,
yeah, I don't know either. I don't know no other celebrities. I think Iman Shumpert.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, sir, what was you doing? I be wondering, like, dude,
niggas is weird.
Pack their bags.
I gotta have a sidebar off air.
People are weird. That's another thing. People's weirdness, I will not allow that to break my soul.
Nah.
I'm tired of racking my brain trying to understand why people do and say the weird things that they do.
And you know what? Sometimes it ain't for us to understand. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it just ain't for us. I got my eyebrows, my complaint. Can you tell? They're giving quality.
Yeah.
Did you get yours done?
No, you know my eyebrows just like thick.
Oh. Yeah, you got a lot of hair.
Yeah, if you saw it up front, you would see that I need to get them. Oh, what
they look decent, though. They look very, like, arched.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I have a natural. I'm like, I have a natural.
Yeah. You always have a lot of hair.
Girl.
Like, you're a very, very hairy person.
It's a fact.
And I'm not being, this is not funny. This is, like, really, like, she just has a shit ton of hair. Like, even on her head, like, her head just alone, like, her hair, it's just a lot.
Yeah,
and it just grows, you know what I mean? Like, it just grows so much, and I sometimes be like, damn, where, how did your hair just grow this fast?
I don't know.
Like, it's amazing.
It's, I appreciate it. I hated it when I was younger because I used to get made fun of because all the hair I have on my arm, but now I'm just like, I also have hair on my head.
Right.
Where's your hair at?
Bald headed motherfucker, scallywags, ain't got no hair in the back. Comb it, weave it. I don't even know the rest of the words either. But yeah, I always say that Makita has a lot of hair for a person. It's just like, god damn,
for a person.
Yeah, like, I gotta get my eyebrows like microbladed, because my eyebrows is bald headed. Joe eyebrows, you always had hair. Like, I wish I could, you could donate the hair to me. But I mean, I guess I just got these bitches tattooed.
And then my eyebrows will be bald. Like, how that work?
No, they gonna grow back like tomorrow. that's how your hair works. They grow back up fast. So I'm still a little drunk, y'all. Ooh.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you be having hangovers?
Not for real. Like, I ain't gonna say, like, I ain't have a hangover today. But you know how you can just tell, like, you was just lit, you know what I mean? Like, that's how it is. Like, I could just tell I was a little shit, but I didn't have a hangover. I really didn't have, like, no appetite, but yeah.
Wait, you ain't ate no food today?
I had some chicken nuggets and shit like that. You know, my air fryer is giving out on me. It's RIP to this air fryer, for real. I didn't drop that bitch so many times. But
how do you drop it? Like, you
the basket. You pull the basket out, like, sometimes it just be coming apart and it just drop, like, if I'm washing it or some shit, then my housemate, she drop it and shit. Like, so yeah, it's that. I gotta get a new air fryer, but it's okay. I ain't gonna let it break my soul, y'all. Don't let nothing break y'all soul.
Nothing.
Unless you got to. Break your soul.
And what would someone need to let break their soul?
Like, sometimes you gotta break down to be rebuilt up. You know what I mean? Mm. So sometimes you gotta feel it. Like, unless it needs to break your soul because there's something that you need to get to on the other side of it, then okay. But like,
so like a muscle, yeah, because you gotta like break it in order for it to rebuild.
You
like
know, I tell all my hoes, break it down, build it up. bring it
I
back.
I told y'all this is gonna happen fuck it up, the fuck whole it up. Night.
but yeah, like, you know, you got, sometimes you gotta tear shit down to build it back up and shit like that, better and stronger. So if it gotta break your soul, let it break your soul. But if it don't. And then I was just thinking, like, you know what? You know, like Robin Williams, like, he committed suicide, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And it's crazy. Like, shit like that really be crazy, because it's just like, what the fuck broke his soul?
That, and then you hear about that,
Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony, that black woman, she was like a writer. She wrote When This Is Us. She committed suicide during quarantine. Chew! That
girl, Jazz Fly.
Yeah. That girl that we were just talking about, she's still alive. But the girl that got into that accident in California that was drunk and killed all those other people, she let something break her soul, and now she gonna pay for it.
Yeah, hell yeah, she for sure. And then who else passed? Oh, and then there was a black writer recently who passed. He used to write on what fucking show did he used to write on? Maybe Blackish or something.
It was, I think, like, I know what you're talking guy. About. I don't remember. I saw a comedian recently committed suicide.
Yeah, I think he committed suicide too. So it's like, yeah, yeah.
That's so really scary.
It is so scary. I always wonder, like, I feel like people always say, like, oh, suicide is so selfish because you're not thinking of other people. And I don't necessarily know.
But yeah, they're not. They think about their pain.
Oh, and then that one America, that one model, that like America model or some shit.
That Miss America.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you ever seen, like, her mom was on the Red Table Talk.
No.
With Jada. Oh, my God. You should watch it. It was so sad. But it was good though, because her mom was just like, you know, she killed herself. She's like, it's very clear. She's like, she said something like she had called her and she missed the call because she was in yoga, basically, or she was like in a studio. So she was like, she feels like she purposely called her at that time because she knew she wasn't going to be, you know, able to get to her phone. Like, she purposely called her, but she left her, like, I think she left her like a voicemail or some shit. And then she left like letters, and she just was like, you know, by the time you hear this, like, you know, I'll already be dead. And I want you to know that, like, I love you, and you did nothing wrong. I just can't bear the world no more. Like, it was just so sad. Like, it was so sad. You should watch it. I was like, golly. And we ain't meaning for this to be like a sad episode, y'all. We just was trying to feel like what was like in our spirits, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what was like just something that had just been going on in the world, especially with like all this monkeypox. Like, I definitely think that you have to find joy where you can find joy. You know what I mean? So I don't want y'all to think like it's just like, oh, it's a depressing ass episode. It's not. It's just real shit. It's like people, shit is happening.
Shit is real. And we got to talk about it. Like, you have to talk to your folks about it.
Hell yeah. Hell motherfucking yeah.
For me, that's how I don't allow things to break my soul. I talk to someone about it. Like, I think primarily, like, growing up, I kept stuff in, and that's how one things like can break your soul, because you're keeping it in, bottling it in, letting it compound on you. So if you are able to let it out and release it, it can move out of your, like, your realm, your body, your spirit, so it won't, you know, pile up like that.
Yeah.
So that's let how it out. I, yeah, that's
I don't know what I do. I mean, I always be talking about my shit, you know. I always be, you know, I be fucking yap, but that's sometimes like good and bad though. But I do feel like I don't tell everybody everything though, because I don't be wanting everybody in my business. But I definitely be yapping, you know. I love, sometimes I be feeling like I be doing people a service though, because I do spend a lot of time talking about myself with my friends. But I feel like sometimes it's helping them, because they don't want to, you know, talk about anything they've gone through. So it's almost like, let me focus on Monica's shenanigans so I don't got to worry about my own shit. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's very helpful. I just talk about myself all the time.
If it makes you feel good to say that, yeah.
No, you don't think so? I mean, have you ever been like, let me listen to Monica's shenanigans? Because I have a lot of fucking shenanigans. Like, you already know.
I don't know if I use it to stress yourself out. I don't know if I use it to escape mine. I guess, like, something that also fills me up is like being able to be a listening ear and talk things through with other people. Like, I get joy out of that. So yeah, that's why I like, you know.
I don't necessarily know if I get joy out of listening to other people's problems. But I do appreciate when people listen to mine, because I think that my problems are way more bigger. Like, I gotta yours, find, so of course, yeah, I gotta find a new bathing suit. Like, and I'm a bathing suit. Lord. I'm the bathing suit killer, y'all. Like, I be killing these bathing suits for real, for real. You know what I mean? So I got a reputation that I gotta, you know what I mean, uphold.
Where are you about to go?
Girl, I'm going to a swimming party. I'm going to a pool party, girl.
Another this
girl,
one?
Yeah, girl. I just met a Facebook friend and she invited me to a pool party. I said, hell yeah, girl, I'm going. She's like, oh, you got to meet at this little bus station and they're gonna drive you on this bus somewhere. I said, okay.
Oh, this is like exclusive.
Hell yeah, girl. I said, I mean, what's the worst case scenario? They're gonna take me somewhere.
And you'll get sex trafficked.
Break my soul. Yeah. But I mean, no, I ain't going to be a lit sex traffic person. But yeah, I don't know
please
if they would take me.
Please don't.
They probably would. I think they would return me personally.
You think so? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think
not.
They're in the business of returning the women that they acquire.
I think they just would probably be like, this bitch is annoying. Like, we're going to send her back. Like, she's fucking annoying.
Maybe.
Because I'm going to be like, all right, guys, let's have karaoke. Let's
people
pray,
be
guys.
Trying to have fun with.
Let's make up dance routines. We're all fucking going down anyway. Like, yeah, they'll probably turn me. But I don't know what my point was.
Yeah.
Oh, listening to people get enjoy out of that. Yeah, I don't enjoy that, but I do enjoy talking about myself. And I enjoy having friends who enjoy listening to my shenanigans, and I enjoy their commentary on my shenanigans and letting me know that I need to stop them. I need to grow up, or I'm right, or I'm wrong.
Here's the thing. So when you go into these conversations, do you like ask like what you think, or like, do you just talk in like the conversation? Cause one thing that I am not a fan of is unsolicited advice. Like sometimes I just be talking and I be hating when people try to offer a solution and I don't ask. Like I try to like ignore it, or sometimes I address it to let them know like, yeah, I got it under control. But sometimes I've been trying to do better at just ignoring it when people give me a solution and when I never asked.
I don't think my problems are ever like solution oriented. Like they're never solution based. Like it's never like, oh, do I want red or do I want yellow? I think mine's just like, girl, I'm at this pool party drunk as hell, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like mine's is never like, there's never like a conclusion to my shit. Like,
but sometimes, like in my experience, like sometimes it don't even be like that. Sometimes I'll be like, man, I forgot to, put the salmon in today. Oh, they'd be like, oh, well, next time you could like set a reminder. And it's like,
oh yeah, that's annoying. Unsolicited okay, advice. Well, like, ain't nobody fucking asked you.
I was just talking.
Yeah. Nah, I usually whenever I talk, I mean, I'm always fine with people telling me shit too. Because I feel like at the end of the day, like if I tell you something and you give me some type of advice, I'm probably not gonna take it anyway. So like it doesn't like, so it's like, well, I appreciate. Well, you can say it. Like, I just think, like, it doesn't matter because I'm probably going to fucking do the complete opposite of what the fuck you just suggested.
Even and then run back with that story. And
exactly, right? Like, no, I have my friend Hannah who I feel like I do that to her all the time. I talk to her and she'll be like, Monica, I think you should do it. And then I'm like, ah, fuck it, YOLO. And then I do complete opposite. And then I'll go back to her like, oh, this happened, blah, blah, blah. She'd be like, man, this bitch. This is why I told her, like, fucking, you need to listen. But yeah, a lot of times it's like people give you unsolicited advice. I mean, you can either take it or you cannot take it, but it don't really have that type of effect on me. But I do think that sometimes when you're talking to somebody and you are just venting, it does get annoying because you just want to be getting shit off your chest and not necessarily looking for solutions because you know what you got to do. You just need to talk it out, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think that people should go to therapy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what y'all should do if y'all just want somebody to just be neutral and just talk back. Go to therapy. BlackGirlsForTherapy.com. I'm nauseous now. I was feeling fine.
Now you're starting to get a hangover after I said
yeah, like I just... Nah, I just had this little light ginger beer. Because you know when you drink, like you need something to like...
Yeah.
Bubbly. Like that's how I felt today. Like I needed something just to pick my spirits up. So I had this ginger beer. I had a Gatorade. I had orange juice and I had some water. And I don't feel drunk, but I feel like I definitely still need to sleep for sure.
Yeah, you probably do.
Yeah, for sure, you guys. But I had a fucking, I be having fun. Like, that's what life is all about, y'all. It's just like having fucking fun and doing something. It's about pleasure. What's our shit? It's about nourishment, pleasure, An achievement, y'all. That is what Chicken Sex and Degrees is. Chicken Sex and Degrees is about. It's about what is making you feel good. What are you doing to make yourself feel good? What are you accomplishing here while you're alive? What the fuck are you doing with your time?
What is making you? Yeah. What are you doing with your time? What is fulfilling? Not fulfilling. What is fueling? Damn, I can't even think of words.
And it's like, if you can't answer those questions, like you need to do some shit, right? Because you should have at least two out of the three. Two out of the three is easy. You can get nourishment, you can get pleasure. Now the achievement, I mean, y'all might be lazy, I don't know. But like, you could at least have two out of the three, y'all. Don't let these school loans break your soul. Don't let these school loans. And don't go back to school no more. Fuck these school loans. Until they forgive them, don't take out no more loans, y'all. You can go back to school, but don't take out no more loans.
Yeah,
this is overrated, and Biden ain't doing nothing about it. That's why we're not about to re-elect him. But I bet you, I promise you, he's gonna come in.
He's not about to run again with his old self.
Please. I feel like he is, but I feel like he's gonna come in with the clutch, like at the last minute, and cancel those student loans to like secure his re-election. But I'm just saying, like, who would people want to vote for again, Biden or Trump?
Why does that have to be my options?
Like, who? Because, I mean, we know Trump is old as shit. We know he's gonna run too. But it's just like, who do we want? Who would we pick?
Not Trump.
I mean, Biden. Well, they said Biden had a good week this week, though.
I would write myself in before I voted for Trump, to be honest with you, which I know it doesn't do anything, but at least
I would vote for Kanye. No, just kidding.
Listen.
I would vote for Kanye.
Ooh, and Kanye, bless him, his soul about to be broken. He on his, like, he just, his fifth divorce attorney.
I seen that. I was just like, you know, shit must be hard. Shit must be motherfucking hard being rich and just firing people. I thought they asses were divorced, but maybe they got back together. I seen this debate on Twitter though about about black women supporting Skims, because you know everybody feels like the Kardashians have just basically like gotten rich off the backs of black people and whatever. And I don't know. I feel like y'all know I'm a big Skims supporter. Kim may have did what she did, but she got that shit right with Skims, cause baby, that motherfucking shit feel like butter when it's on. Like if it's quality, like for real, for real. People was just like, oh, I never understand people spent $80 on this when you could just go buy dupes. Is that what they call duplicates? Whatever, dupes.
Oh, D-U-P-E. I don't know. Dupes. I'm not a real grown up because
I think it's like dupes, but like you can buy the same thing, but like a knockoff cheaper version. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I just feel like, mind your motherfucking wallet. Like if I want to go spend $80 on this goddamn thong, that feel like goddamn garlic parmesan butter, like then let me do that shit. Like mind your fucking business. And I just don't know, like I feel like we are all, as black people, we're supposed to be over the Kardashians, but they're turning back white, so I feel like now we might be able to just forgive them for their sins and move on.
But also I feel like all of this stuff is like personal, like you're everyone's like bit of activism that they want to do to support their cause, be it for black people, be it for women, be it for the LGBTQIA community, whatever. Do what you want to do to be an activist, and you don't got to put it on other people. Like for me, I'm not listening to R. Kelly, but I know people that still want to listen to them. That's fine. But for my brand of activism, I will not be listening to R. Kelly. For my brand of activism, I will not be buying. Who do I not buy? For a long time, I did not buy Tommy Hilfiger because I thought he said something about black people until I recently found out like that was all a lie. But it's still hard for me to buy Tommy Hilfiger. I just wanted to say that.
Who is even buying Tommy Hilfiger now? What would you even wear of Tommy Hilfiger?
Maybe like some underwear, some socks.
Like maybe they like cologne or some shit, but I'm like, who? What is that giving? That's not giving anything. That's giving, zoom, 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 make my heart go boom, boom, my supernova girl. Wow. That's what buying Tommy Hilfiger is giving. So we're not gonna do that. But you know, I just had a thought. And I forgot it. but I did have a thought.
It'll come back. Maybe.
It will come back. But yeah, that's all I got to say about this shit.
Yeah, I think that's that on that. All we saying is y'all, like, shit is rough out here. Talk to your people. Get therapy. Don't
be touching people, and don't be fucking breathing, and wear your mask.
That's, yeah. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Yeah, don't live in fear. Like, don't live in fear of this shit, y'all. We got to live this life. You know what I mean? We got to live. So be mindful, be cautious, but don't take this shit personally. Don't even take shit at your job personally. Because sometimes jobs be trying to break y'all, break souls too. And don't take shit personal. Like, business is strictly financial.
You go in there, if something happens, you
do your job, and you get the fuck on.
They will replace it. They will replace you.
I got a coworker who be working until like 8 o'clock, and she be stressed the fuck out. And I be telling her, like, girl, grow up. Like, log the fuck off. 4:30, baby, they don't hear nothing from Monica. Like, they don't hear nothing from me. Like, nothing. Like, I will talk to you in the morning. If it's not done today, it will be done tomorrow. I am not working. No. Like, no, I'm not. She be working till 8. She be so stressed out. She be overwhelmed. I said, girl, get some boundaries.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
Get some boundaries. Because I would never. At Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4:30, I'm logging off. Thursday, Friday, when I got to go to the office, 3 o'clock. Because I got to take my train at 4. So, bye. And that's just how you got to carry it. So don't let these jobs, don't go into this job. Go into these jobs, do your absolute best. Because you know the quality and the work that you can produce. But don't be letting these motherfuckers break your soul. Don't be letting them get down. Don't do all that shit. Fuck all these motherfuckers. Go do your job. Do it well. And go about your day. And don't let these landlords break your soul either. Because these landlords be trying to raise the goddamn rent so high. And don't be fixing a damn thing in the apartment. But got the nerve to raise the rent high as hell.
Every year. You offering the same resources, services, same apartment.
Right. Carpet ain't done and shit, like, talking about market value, like, boy, bye. That's it, y'all. Sorry, that was a rant. I just had a moment.
Yeah, no surprise. On that note, let's go on ahead and wrap it up and get into what we need.
The last spot.
No. You was ready, though. You was ready.
I was.
Monica. In the realm of chicken, sex, and degrees, what you need, friend?
I need degrees. I need to, like, grow up, y'all. I need a course on, like, growing the fuck up. Like, why must I be the one that goes to the pool parties and shake my ass, go down slides, fucking twerk, take fucking shots? Like, why do I have to be that girl?
I mean, if not you, then who?
So. Right. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? But it's just like, why do I got to be that girl? Why can't I just sit my ass in a corner and be cute and be, you know, like, boring and dry? But it's like, no, you put me in somewhere with pool and water. Oh, I'm turning up. I'm jumping off boats. Like, I'm driving a motherfucking boat. Like, I need a course on being a grown up. I need a crash 15-minute course. Being a grown up, y'all.
Let me know what you find.
Because I just be out here kicking it. My housemate be calling me a night crawler. she be like, bitch, I be getting up just to make sure. I be getting up at like 3 or something in the morning just to make sure your car is outside. She's like, I walk by and I see that your door is closed. And I be like, all right, she's back. She's good. My ass, I be out in the wind kicking it and shit. I need to get this together, y'all. But that's what I need. What you need?
I need chicken. I think, you know, I'm looking for, like, more soul nourishment. That's part of the reason why I went and watched church. Cause I think I need to, I know I need to, like, step up my spiritual practice. Like, I do it, but I think I could enhance it. So.
Yeah. Cause Jesus is always there. So.
Yeah. And clearly, you know what? We in our last days. So.
Right. So, like I said, you better pray and ask God into your heart, y'all. Pray for some salvation, because Jesus is on the way. And when he come,
I want a new salvation.
Better meet me at the crossroad.
I'll let you sing here.
The last bite for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I put a little razzle dazzle on there.
Just a little bit. But I'm glad you took us back to the OG version, because that 1 week where you did that,
I'll be trying to switch it up, y'all. I might do like trap next week.
Maybe.
It's time for the last bite. It's time for the last bite, y'all.
You've been living in Baltimore too long.
I know. Anyway, go ahead. You got it.
I got the last bite. My last bite is, I mean, it goes back to the conversation. Like, don't let this stuff break your soul. Eat some ice cream. Take a walk. Like, meditate. Like, it's the problems that we are facing are big, but like, your inner world is more important, and you taking care of that first will help you face all of the BS that we are dealing with out here in the outer world.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you are loved. You are enough. You are doing the best that you can.
You is kind.
You is important. Smart.
You is important.
You was doing the best that you can, y'all. So shit ain't working out how you want it to work out.
Next.
Hold on. Don't worry. Jesus coming.
That's kind of the words.
Yeah, I know. I made it up. I know y'all so sick of me singing. Y'all be like, she just get on this damn podcast, just be talking and singing. And oh, I know it's hard. All right. That's it.
All right,
guys. And well, cut.
Thanks for rocking out with us, y'all, for another edition of Chicken Sex and Degrees. Keep up with us, please, on the social media networks. Follow us on Twitter at Chicken Sex Degrees. No, I know Ian Chicken. Monica be having all her hot takes on there. So please respond to her if you got some more hot takes or have feelings about her hot takes. You can also find us on Instagram at Chick Sex Degrees. Also follow our merch page on Instagram at CSD Merch. Buy some merch, and you can do that at www.chickensexdegrees.com. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you're listening to our podcast right now. That's it. And if you ever, you know, I don't know, maybe you're not on social media and you got something else you want to say to us, you can also send us an email at chickensexdegrees@gmail.com.
We like, just talk to us, please. Just any way you want. You can reach us by Milky Way.
You
just
can reach me by
Oh, see here now. See, here you go with the singing spear. We're supposed to be wrapping up, Marlon.
Yeah, you got it. But yeah, y'all, that's it. We are out of here. I'm Akita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.